Hello and welcome to Appleton, Wisconsin for On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman. 45 degrees and sunny, beautiful weather.
It feels great. You know, this is great football weather. You always want to come to Green Bay, you know, when you could in October as opposed to late December when it gets real cold. And, you know, Appleton is kind of a sister city to Green Bay. What are we, about 30 miles, I guess, from Green Bay? And it's a great little small Midwestern town.
You know, we start this segment, as we have almost all season long, with injuries. And there's been some late movements to the roster. And John Chick is up. All right. And John Parker Wilson is up off the practice squad. The Jaguars send Brandon Marshall, their fifth-round pick, a linebacker, and also Herb Taylor, a former Packer offensive lineman, to the side. You see that as a direct result of injuries?
Yeah, I would think so. And hopefully they'll be able to keep Brandon Marshall on practice squad. I would expect that would be their hope. But John Chick is an edge pass rusher, and with a team that really hasn't rushed the passer all that great, I think they're hoping that they can get a little something out of him. If they do end up having him, they've got a lot of choices now with Mincy and George Selby being back in the lineup and Andre Branch. Obviously, that's a pretty deep position. You just need more production out of it. Herb Taylor wasn't getting active on game day. The young rookie from Ohio State, Mike, has been doing great when he's been called upon, so they felt real comfortable with him.
John Parker Wilson's activation tell you anything about what they think about Blaine Gabbert?
Well, I think that's one of those things where you break glass in case of emergency only. With Chad Henne, if he's the guy, you probably feel pretty comfortable with him. But then if Blaine gets hurt in a series and he can't go, all of a sudden, you know, you're left with nothing. So I don't think it's a significant move. Does it mean a whole lot? It just means that your starting quarterback has an injury and you're not exactly sure how he's going to be able to handle it.
Does this weather have any impact at all on a player in terms of injuries? I mean, everything's a little harder when you hit it.
I don't think so. I mean, I played with two of them before in two different years, and it's one of those deals where, you know, you try to take something to help, just to kind of take the edge off. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for Blaine. It's a non-throwing shoulder. I don't know how often he's been hurt, but I know he was hurt a little bit last year, and he seemed to deal with it pretty well last year.
15-point underdogs, largest spread in the history of the franchise. Not that we spend much time on that, but no one thinks the Jaguars can even come up here and compete. When you look at the injuries that the Packers are dealing with, it sure seems to make this at least somewhat closer.
The Packers, you know, if you look at them, they've got seven guys that are real question marks for the football team. Charles Woodson obviously is the primary one on defense. They've already lost a starting middle linebacker to injury. They've got an outside linebacker, Nick Perry, who's been banged up, is not going to be active. They're going to be missing a starting corner. They're going to get B.J. Raji back on defense, and offensively, they're going to be without possibly their two starting wide receivers. I mean, so the Packers are looking at the same type of thing. And the Packers, when they went to Indianapolis, were pretty much full speed, and they lost. You know, so is it out of the realm of possibility? No. If Aaron Rodgers is hot, are you going to be able to overcome Aaron Rodgers being hot? That might be difficult.
All right, that'll do it. We're heading inside. Jaguars and Packers tomorrow. See, it is catching my lip. It is a little bit cold out here. That's On the Road with the Jaguars.